Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks. Now bringing you the 4P's Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here's your weekly weather. Monday, we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze. Highs are 19, lows are 13. Tuesday, we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze as well. Highs are 19, lows are 13. Wednesday, we can expect light rain showers and a gentle breeze. Highs are 20, lows are 13. Thursday, we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze also. Highs are 20, lows are 13. And Friday, we can expect sunny and a gentle breeze. Highs are 20, lows are 13. That's it for your weekly weather. Update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, young islanders heading towards school leaving age or due to move to college or training in September are being reminded that they can access key information and advice from Island Futures. Island Futures is the Isle of Wight Council's careers specialist service and has developed a wide range of new online careers information on its website, which is www.iwight.com/islandfutures. The website is being updated regularly with online resources, frequently asked questions and career-related videos. The varied content is aimed at young people and parents or carers and will support decision-making and career planning and help address any uncertainty young people may have about their next steps. Students can also arrange a face-to-face career guidance appointment with a member of Island Futures, which can be conducted virtually. Any young person in Year 11 who would like to take up this opportunity should contact their school's careers advisor or email island.futures@iow.gov.uk. The Island Futures team can also be called on 01983 823 888. Cabinet Member for Children's Services, Education and Skills, Councillor Paul Braden said, "We would strongly encourage young people on the island at this stage in their education to make full use of the excellent advice available by Island Futures." Meanwhile, an Essex woman has appeared in court this week, charged with causing death and injury by dangerous driving after a crash near Newport last year. Yashmi Ravikumar, 19, entered no plea when she appeared at the Isle of Wight Magistrates Court. Ravikumar is charged with causing death by dangerous driving following a crash at the junction of Forest Road and White House Road on April 14th last year, in which Yvonne Copland died. She's also charged with causing serious injury by dangerous driving after Warren Copland, Derek Copland, Richard Wheelsby and Stephen Pittman were hurt in the crash. The magistrate sent Ravikumar to the Isle of Wight Crown Court for a plea hearing on July 13th. And finally, a 47-year-old man from Ryde was arrested on suspicion of being concerned in the supply of Class A drugs this week, says Hampshire Constabulary. A warrant was executed at a flat in East Hill Road, Ryde. Isle of Wight police seized wraps of suspected Class A drugs were seized. A man remains in custody at this time. The police force said, "If you are concerned about drug supply and drug use in your area, you can report this to us via our website or on 101. Alternatively, you can contact the independent charity Crime Stoppers 100% anonymously on 0800 555 111. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycock Total.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your famous birthdays. Number 1, Tim Allen, who's a TV actor. Number 2, Cody Walker, who's a movie actor. Number 3, David Gray, who's a rock singer. And number 4, Jamie Walters, who's a TV actor. I'll tell you their ages and dates of birth in a bit.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 12th of June 1921 was the birth date of Anne Frank. Anne Frank and her family went into hiding in 1942 to escape Nazi persecution during the Second World War. While she was in hiding, Anne Frank kept a diary which gave people a glimpse into life in Nazi-occupied Holland. Her diary is regarded as the most famous personal account of the Holocaust and has been turned into a film and a play. The 11th of June 1993 was the premiere of Jurassic Park, a classic film about dinosaurs being reintroduced into the modern world in a dinosaur-themed safari park. The film contained groundbreaking animatronics and computer-generated imagery. Jurassic Park and its actors won 20 awards and were nominated for 14 others. On the 8th of June 1781, George Stephenson, creator of the railway line, was born. Known as the father of railways, he also improved upon existing steam train designs with his own invention, the rocket. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is worsted. W-O-R-S-T-E-D. It means a fine smooth yarn spun from combed long staple wool or fabric made from yarn. It originated from Middle English from Worsted Parish in Norfolk. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
I'm Ophelia, and remember when I told you about these people who had their famous birthdays today? Well, now I'm going to tell you their ages and dates of birth. Number 1, Tim Allen, who was born in 1953, who's aged 67 years old today. Number 2, Cody Walker, born in 1988, aged 32 years old today. Number 3, David Gray, born in 1968, who's aged 52 years old today. And finally, Jamie Walters, who was born in 1969, who's aged 51 years old today. That's it for your famous birthdays. I have some more for you next week. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, the Isle of Wight Council is to receive more than £700,000 from the government to help them with their plans to reduce the spread of COVID-19. Earlier this week, the council revealed fears of a second wave of the illness and its plans to deal with it. The money, which has been allocated on the basis of the 2020 and 21 public health grant allocations, is part of a £300 million package of additional funding for local authorities announced by the government last month. The money is intended to help councils to develop and action their plans to reduce the spread of the virus in their area as part of the launch of the wider NHS test and trace service. Meanwhile, Island Labour is challenging the Isle of Wight Council to increase its support for local businesses as we move out of coronavirus lockdown. It is calling on County Hall to work with big local employers, including the NHS, to encourage them to follow suit. As part of what it calls its virus recovery plan, Island Labour wants the Isle of Wight Council to increase its local spend and to source more goods and services directly on the island. It says County Hall should use its share of a £100 million investment fund to start up incubator sites for tech, marine and agriculture businesses. It is calling for investment in county farms to provide income and to help the island become more self-sufficient with its food supply. And finally, the Times this week have reported that experts believe the test and trace app trialled on the Isle of Wight may have been a success. The paper says experts believe there could be evidence that app was successful at picking up more cases early and eventually halting the spread of the virus on the island. It cautions that the figures could be influenced by the greater use of tests on the Isle of Wight, which were only made available nationally to everyone with symptoms from May 18th. Government data of confirmed cases of coronavirus show at the start of the island app trial on May the 7th, there had been 154 cases here. After the app introduction over the following month, with the app installed on more than 50,000 smartphones on the island, a further 47 cases were identified, a rise of 30.5%. In England, during the same period, the number of confirmed cases only rose by 12%. But the data also reveals that the vast majority of the new infections were picked up in the first few weeks of the trial. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
That's it for this week's Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course. Building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.